Mishnah and the Rishonim?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take the Mishnah. Somebody want to read? What's doing, Jeremy? You have a Gemara over there?
Huh?
You have a Gemara over there?
I need my Gemara over
there. Okay. You want to read? Go ahead, Shulah Chamin. Where are we missing? Who are we missing? Much more.
Nissan had something Nissan that he had to do. He was here this morning.
Josh,
but
Josh is not here. He started work today.
Yeah,
today's
Josh. First day
of work. Who's Josh? Josh Licht. Josh Licht. Oh, right. I wasn't expecting him. Told me he's not going to be here. And Levy is in Seattle.
Hold on.
Ken is in Seattle.
His old end is in...
Right.
Alright. Okay, go
ahead. Nothing to do with the Mishnah or Yisrael. So a non-Jew who lit a candle, Yisrael can use the light.
Right.
Be sure Yisrael usher, but if he lit it before the Yisrael, then it's usher. Rashi, Yisrael.
Okay.
Asur
Midrabanan. Okay.
Mili Mayim Mahashkos Behemto, Mashka Achar Yisrael. If a goy filled up water for his animal,
right?
And there's water left over, the Yisrael can use it.
So what's the problem with water?
Rashi Mili Mayim Midvar Bishusram.
So the problem is Hotza. So it's he got the water from Rishus Rabbim, and I guess he's Mavet Dalamas, whatever the case is, or he's Motzi, or he's Machnas. But it's the Isser is Hotza. Okay, so it's a little different, right? It's a little different, but it's coming through Malacha. So it's the same Halacha. That what? If he did it for himself, the Yisrael can use it for his behemah next. Right? But if he did it for the Yisrael, it's Aser. Okay.
The English is Aser. Asanachi Kavesh Liribo. If Anachi made a ramp to descend upon it, Yuri Achar of Yisrael. Yisrael can go after him.
Right. Rashi, what kind of ramp is this? Go ahead.
Kavesh. Osin Bismina Vidola Liribo. Bismina Yabasha. They make a ramp on a big ship in order to descend from the ship to the land.
Right. Interesting, Rashi. So the malacha that was Bona, it would seem, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You meet for the Yisrael Aser, but if you made it for the Yisrael and Aser. Maisa Ramban Gamil was a king, Misha Yubani Bisfina. There was a Maisa Ramban Gamil was a king that they were coming on a ship. Vasa Nafi Kavesh Leribo. And enough you made a ramp to descend upon it. Rabbi Gamliel is king. And Rabbi Gamliel is king went after him.
Okay. So you're always going to go through the different parts of the Mishnah, what you need all the cases for, the usual questions. But even before we get to the Gemara, you can see there's a lot of tosas here. Right?
Yeah.
So let's see if we can start over here with the general area. General question. We can skip the first tosis. Maybe we'll come back to it. But what is the? Let's take the first. Let's take those. In Bishul Yisrael Aser. Okay. Go ahead.
In Bishul Yisrael Aser. Mira the Aser b'chol Yisrael. The Daka b'chutz kum d'rabban. So it seems that it's Aser for all Yisrael. I'm not sure.
It's a hard read, right? The Daka b'chutz l'tchum. Dirabonon, that's only midrabonon. Tosol tchum is rabonon. Omar beperek bekol ma'arvin ubein sodin haba b'shul Yisrael zeh mutl Yisrael acher. So bayin is dirabonon. The Gemara, those two Gemaras talking about the same case, coming out from outside the tchum. So over there the Gemara is machalik. Over there by the case of tchum, the Gemara says it's only osir for the Yisrael that it was brought for. But for everybody else is mutter, and over here the Gemara is not machalik. So Tosfos is saying, why? What's the difference? The difference is the Rabbanan and the Raisa, right? Oh, this is the Raisa ki hocha lo. So that's what Tosfos wants to say. What's the chilek? That if the malacha is a daraisa, and it's done for the Jew, then it's also for every Jew. Correct? But the Gemara over there says, by Tchum, it's only also for the one it's done for. That's because that's the Rabbanon. Right? So that's the difference. The Raisas are also for everybody, and the Rabbanons are only also for that individual. Okay? And that's what Tosas learns from the case of Tchum. Okay, but let's go a little further. What's the nature of the Isser in general? Right? We never really got to that. Rashi just says the Rabbanon, but what is the nature of the Isser? What's the reason of this Gedera? Oh, well, there's two questions. How does it work, and then what is the reason? Okay? Let's first see. Tosis tries to help us with the reason. How it works is very hard. Go ahead.
The Achadav, the Yisrael, and Barshal, the Shabbos, Bishogi, and Yochal, even though Yisrael will do cooks on Shabbos, Bishogi, he can eat it.
Okay, so what's the question? What does it do with us? What's the question?
So how can, if the Yisrael himself can be nana from the product of the Malacha, then why would
he so Mestaver is because the Yisrael who cooks on Shabbos is cooking for Yisrael.
Right.
So
you
think he can eat it, or somebody else
can eat it? He can eat it. Anybody can eat it. Right. So as if you're going to tell me that a Malacha that's done for Yisrael, you're not allowed to be nana from, right? So how come over there the Yisrael cooks on Shabbos for himself or whoever? There's no Isser, right?
So over there by Bishol, we are cautious that if we allow him to eat, maybe he'll come to do a mezid, to cook mezid. The hot Isser skila, the chumrali, because there's an Isser skila and it's not much thing.
Right.
Cook again. That's what we're worried about.
Correct. Now, we're not worried if we're matier the food, or any malacha that a Jew does b'shogeg on Shabbos, if we're matir to be nana from it, we're not worried that you're going to go ahead and do the malacha b'yadayim. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because there's a very, very high, very strong barrier there.
Deterrence.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's very clear that it's usher, and nobody would make that mistake. Go ahead.
Right.
So that's the problem. So the problem is, what's the Isser? What's the tam of the Gezera of being nana from Malacha of a guy that's done for Yisrael on Shabbos?
So tell him.
It's an Isser from a Amir Lach. Don't ask me that Gezera here. What?
That's
Asur Drabanan. Right? So that's the reason. It's usher to do Amir La'akam. So the Rabbanon included, the Rabbanon say that what?
Even us
that yeah. If a guy does it, even on his own initiation, he's doing it. You're not asking him to do it. He's just doing it for you. Right? That's the case. He's just doing it for you. It's usher to be nana from it. Why? Because, that's what I mean, this is the reason for the Gzera. The reason for the Gzera is that if you're nene, if you're allowed to be a nene from the malacha of a guy that's done for you, right, then what?
And you'll start to ask him.
Then you'll come to ask him.
Or he won't if he just did it for himself?
So that's a good question. Why don't you just say, stam, any malacha that a guy does is awesome. Any malacha that a guy does is awesome. For the same reason. Right? See, that's what I'm saying. Tosis is giving you the reason over here. Not telling you necessarily why they didn't answer other things, but why did they answer this for this reason? Why didn't they extend this reason elsewhere? That's a good question.
What's elsewhere? What do you mean?
Like in his case. Like, let's say the guy just does something.
For himself.
Like the first case, the guy lights the candle for himself. So why don't you say, well, be worried, maybe I'll, if I let you use that candle, maybe you'll come next week to ask him to do it. Right? It's a good question. Let's keep that question in mind. But that's how Tosas is learning over here. That what? That the reason, and I don't think there's any question about the reason. The reason for the Isser is Amir Lakum. The reason is Amir Lakum. And Tosas now is Mechalik. For some reason, there's a chilek though if it's Daraisa and Drabanan. Even though the reason is the same. Amir Lakum is also Drabanan. also osur on the drabbanan, if it's not b'makom mitzvah. I mean, we hold mir lakam on the drabbanan b'makom mitzvah is mutter. Shush to shush b'makom mitzvah. But apparently there's cases where it's not a makom mitzvah. Right? So a mir lakam is also osur by nisan drabbanan. But the formulation is different. It's an interesting thing. If he does a deraisa for you, it's usher for everybody. And if he does a derabanan for you, it's usher for you and not for anybody else. It's hard to... What's difficult here is to understand the formulation. I mean, what's difficult here is how do you define these... the isser. Now, the guy is not doing malacha, really.
Right.
The guy never does malacha. There's no such thing as malacha for a guy. Right? So how does halacha go in and pick out things that he does that don't have a shame malacha at all, right? And then say, this one is usher to you, this one is usher to everybody.
This one's much.
Right? It's a difficult... What's interesting in this area is if we could try to understand the formulation of these drabbanos. It's difficult, yeah. Very difficult. Yeah.
Just for the first issue about the fact that it's not a malacha for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking about that, and we were wondering if, I mean, like, malacha, it's true that the institution of Isra malacha doesn't exist for him, right? But
right.
Malachos are real activities, right? Human activities, right? So,
right.
Why can't the Rabbanan say it?
But how do you differentiate? Because we're not saying any malacha that's on the Shabbos is also to be nana from.
Right.
Because if he did it for himself, it'd be mutter.
Right. So
right.
So that's right. I thought that was a different question about how do we differentiate between Bishvil Yisrael and. Are you saying that's the?
Well, I'm saying you're saying go to malacha, but you don't. We don't say every malacha is also. If you're going to say just do say whatever is a malacha, if a Jew would have done it. Right, whatever falls in the category of malacha, because there is such a true idea as malacha, even before Shabbos there was malacha, because that was the Mishkan, right? You learn it from the Mishkan. So whatever they did in the Mishkan, it becomes malacha. So it's real ideas, it's real activities. But we're not saying that anything that partakes of malacha is asr, because if he does it for himself,
mm-hmm.
It's a mutter for the Jew to be nana from it. Okay? Alright, so let's just leave this question for a minute, though. Let's leave this question for 1 minute. 1 second. Yeah. And let's take a look at the Ran, because the Ran is a different idea. Maybe we could see the machlokas. Maybe we could try to figure out the difference a little bit and understand each one a little better. So the Ran also agrees, by the way, with the reason for the Issa, right?
Of a Mir Lakum.
He says that... in the next one, he says it openly. Vim b'shul Yisrael Asr, midrabbana, shem yomar lo male. Right? Okay. But the Ramban, so the Ran quotes the Tosos, right? Quotes the Tosos. Tosas sheet over here that the chilek is the rabbanon versus the oraisa, but he has a different shot, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the kever is an exception. And he has a different shot. See on the bottom over there.
Veloed.
See that? Did you understand that? Okay. This is like it says, Veloot, right?
Right.
The third line, two lines up from the bottom of the that paragraph.
Ego, okay.
Right. It says Veloot at the end of the line. Elafilu bi isure de rabbona nami ika lemeimar.
That it's
usher
for everybody.
Tchi makilinan behochi, hani mili bi isur tchumim, sheeno shove lekol. Demashu chutz l'tchum lezeh. It's a very interesting case. It's a very interesting machlokas. You get to see a little bit how they're thinking. Because Everybody agrees over here that this case is also for everybody. Our case in the Mishnah is also for everybody. Right? And it's the Raisa, there's no question about it. But there's the Gemara that says by Tchum it's different. Right? The Gemara by Tchum says it's different. It's only us for that Yisrael. But now as a machlokus in the Rishonim, what does the case of Tchum represent? What is the heter? What does Tchum mean? What does it mean that by Tchum it's only us for that Yisrael? Tosa says Tchum means Drabans. And that's the chilek. Doraisas are also for everybody, and the Rabbanans are also for that Jew alone. But the Ran says, that's not, the Ran says, there's another difference in Tchum. It's not just that Tchum is the Rabbanan, there's another difference in Tchum. Tchum is a type of a thing that's not universal. Right? Mm-hmm. What's in the Tchum for you is not in the Tchum for him. What's out of the Tchum for you is not out of the Tchum for him. Okay? So therefore he's saying all you can prove from the case, from the fact that the Gemara is Mati or Tchum for everybody else,
is that
because Tchum is a different type of an Isser. It's a type of an Isser that's not uniform. That type of an Isser, we say, is only us for the one it was brought for. It's not because Tchum is Drabanan. In other words, that's what the Ran is saying. It's not because Tchum is Drabanan that makes this different. It's because it has a whole different structure. Right? It's not the source of its Isser that makes the difference.
So according to the Ran, shouldn't it be Usser in the Tchum case for anyone who was not...
That's a good question. That's a good question. So why doesn't the Ran say, so why don't you say that it'll be usher for whoever was not in the Tchum of this object?
I mean, if you had the same Tchum as the guy?
As the object. In other words, why don't you say, okay, if the guy brings it outside of your Tchum, so it's usher for whoever is outside the Tchum of the object. In other words, let's say the guy brings it from the next town. But somebody, let's say, could have made an Erev Chatzeros. An Erev Tchumim in the middle. I don't know much about it. In Tchum, it could be that that you can extend your Tchum. So, if there are two towns, and before Shabbos, I'm Koveya my Shvisa in the middle, so then my Tchum could include both towns. Okay? But for each person living in... But for people living in either town... The other town is outside of the Etchum.
Right.
Okay, because you got a 2,000, you got a radius.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, if you're in the middle, now you have a diameter. But everybody else is just working on a radius. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Max is saying, so why don't you say, why doesn't the Ran say that whoever was outside the Tchum of that object can't use it? But if somebody made an Erev and they happen to be inside the Tchum, they can't use it. Why do you say that just because Tchum is something that's not universal, now we go down to the specific guy it was brought for? Why don't you say, okay, let it go by whoever was in the Tchum. Let it follow its pattern. You know what I'm saying?
It's a
halacha question.
Two people are kavuyah, they're shvisa in the same place, right? In the middle of the two towns, and then one of the guys brings an object to a guy in the town, right?
Right.
Why shouldn't it be mutter to the?
Let's not be specific. Let's just speak generally. Now, there are not everybody's tchum is the same, okay? And there are cases. Don't try to even think about the cases, but there are cases where the object can be coming from outside of the tchum for one person and not outside of the tchum for another person. Right? And that's the whole reason the Ran is saying that we're mechalek by Tchum. Right? But what's the chilek that he makes? He says, now we say, therefore, by Tchum, it's only us for the one it was actually brought for. Not his neighbor, who it's also outside the Tchum for. Right? Why don't you say that if the whole reason Tchum is different is because some people are in the Tchum and some people are out of the Tchum, why don't you say it'll be usher for whoever was out of the Tchum and mutter for whoever was in the Tchum?
I don't care, this guy who was done for you.
Yeah.
It should go by the tchum, not by the
guy. It should go by the tchum. Now, you're going to say that the whole structure of tchum is different, and that's why we treat tchum differently. Treat it the way it is. Treat it differently according to its own rules.
Being consistent, right?
You're not being consistent. You're saying, therefore, we throw off the whole idea of universal, and we make it for this guy. Right? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so the question though is, it's a difficult question to answer, because we're saying, we're really trying to find a difficult thing, because we're saying that Tosus and the Ran, they're both starting out the same. Both starting out that this Gemara, this Mishnah is saying it's also for everybody. Now they're trying to learn what's the exception of the case of Tchum. So why is it that Tosus saw all Drabonans are different, right? Mm-hmm. And the Ran saw only Tchum is different. It's a very difficult, kind of a question to solve. Because you're trying to understand the basic, the way they were looking at the basic din, it would seem, is going to change the way they're looking at the exception, right? Yeah.
You would have thought they were looking at the basic in the same way. I mean.
So what do you say here? It's hard to... So the basic question, what's the basic question then? The basic question is, how do we answer the hanah of a malacha that's done for a Jew? Right? Okay. Back to our original question. A guy does things all the time on Shabbos. And they're not technically, they're not Isser. There's no Isser. Right? There's no Isser. So how do we isolate certain activities of the guy and say you can't use them? Even though the same exact activity he does in another context is mutter. In other words, he lights the candle for himself, you're allowed to go there and eat. But if he lights it for you, you can't.
Even though it's the exact same.
Even though in terms of the setup, in terms of everything, it's exactly the same. In terms of the malacha, in terms of the maisa, it's exactly the same. And I didn't even ask him to do it. It's not like a kanas for me for being bad. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you say?
That's as far as we got.
and everybody agrees that it's based on the Isser of Amir Lakum. Everybody agrees it's a Gzeira because of Amir Lakum. Okay? So let me propose something here. Let's say like this. And also, both the Ran and Tosus are going to have alternative ways of formulating. Right? For everybody or for the individual. Yeah.
Look,
also has that chilek by the Rabbanans. All of a sudden by the Rabbanans, it's only us or for you. Right? By all the Rabbanans, it's only us or for you.
Right. Whereas the Ran says us for everybody.
Now I'm saying everybody agrees you can formulate it either way. You can either formulate it us or for everybody or us or for the individual. Just depends what the cause is for that. Tosa says the difference is the Raises and the Rabbanans.
Okay.
And the Ran says the difference is the type of the malacha, right?
Right.
Okay. So maybe like this. Let's take the Ran first. Okay. The Ran is trying to answer the basic question. How is it usher when the guy does a malacha for the Jew, unbeknownst to the Jew? Why is that usher? How is that usher? What's the formulation? I know why it's usher. Rabbanan don't want a mir lakum. But how do they formulate it? How do they pick out of the range of infinite activities a guy does, say this is usher and that's not? It has to be a halachic formulation. It has to be a halachic definition that we can identify what is usher and what is not usher. So maybe the Ran is saying like this, that the Chachamim took Amir al-Akam itself as a model. Okay? And they said that what would be the case if a Jew would ask a guy to do something? Right? then you would have the guy doing the malacha in response to the Jew's request, and that would be the full mice of Amir Lakum. The Jew asks, right, and the guy responds. That's the Amir Lakum. So they said, we're making a gezeira from Amir Lakum. So we'll say that any maisa that the guy does, mm-hmm. that partakes of the form of Amir Lakum, right, even though it doesn't have the cause of Amir Lakum, is also awesome.
Mm-hmm. And the guy did it for the jail.
That's right. That's the second half of an Amir Lakum. What's the? There's a full tzura of Amir Lakum. What is it? The Jew asks and the guy does. So they say, as a gzera, anything that would have been the result of an Amir Lakum is also usur. Not all, right? In order to prevent the cause. It's a very typical type of a gzera. That would say, what are we trying to prevent? Amir Lakum. So if you want, that's the cause. That's going to be the cause of what? Of the guy not doing malacha stam, of the guy doing malacha for the Jew. Right? So we make an isser on anything that would be the result of an Amir Lakum, even without the cause. Okay?
Okay.
So far so good?
Yeah.
But Chazal decided that the form, there's no real Amir over here, right? The form of the Maisa of the guy takes on no individual Jew, but it takes on the shame of a Malacha done for Yisrael.
Because there's no cause, there's no cause here.
No, I would say that, but that would get us into trouble.
Okay. Wait, where's here? The candle? Or
in
the...
any case that the guy does a malacha, it's not tofes the Jew that he's doing it for as an object. It's tofes the klal as an object.
According to the Ran, what's the halacha if you have classic on the other object?
That's why I don't want to say that, correct.
So who does it go by? Everybody?
It goes by everybody.
It goes by everybody.
Because it's interesting the way they formulated it. Amir al-Akam itself is an Issa. That's an Issa. But to prevent it, they made the guy's Maisa Asr Bahana. Now, it would seem just Stam Amir al-Akam would not create an Issa Hana. It would be over an Issa. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But to round it out...
Wait, why is that?
Because that's the Issa. The Issa is to ask the guy to do it. That's it. Over the Isser.
Oh, you're saying just within Amir al-Akam itself? That's
just
not
within Amir al-Akam itself, it would seem, that's just an Isser Maisa. Right, you're not allowed to ask a guy. it's like Dabra Dabra. You're not allowed to talk about business. But if you did, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to do the deal, now that you talked about it. Right? Yeah. I mean, that's okay, you were over an Isser. So? It doesn't make the thing Asr Bahana. So that's why the Chazal decided that to make a greater hachaka, and that's a good question why they decided to formulate it this way. But the formulation is that when the guy does the malacha for the Yisrael, it's not considered, the individual is not nitfas. It's the shame, malacha for Yisfor Jew. And therefore, it's also to every Jew. Okay? But that's only possible when it is a malacha to every Jew. That's the way the Ran's learning.
Uh-huh.
But since by Tchum, that's not possible, because it can't be us, it's not us for everybody.
He did it himself, it wouldn't be us, the Jew.
For some Jews it wouldn't be. Since by Tchum, it can't have the formulation of a malacha for every Jew, because it's not malacha for every Jew. It's us for this one and mutter for that one. Right? Therefore, they had to have the specific, it had to be toe-faced the specific.
going to be tofes that class of Jew?
No, that's not a choice. Either you can say he did it for him or he did it for the category. But New York City is not a category. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Either you're going to say it's going to have the shame of a malacha b'shvil Yisrael. It was done for this specific person. I can take either his specific shame or his general shame. But where he lives is not part of his shame. You understand? So that's the way the Ran is learning the formulation of the Isser. That they take it as a model of Amir al-Akum, but it loses the specific object of the individual. And it becomes like an Amira to Yisrael, like a Stam Malacha for Yisrael. Unless by Tchum, where it forces you to exclude some of the Klal. That's why by Tchum is different. There's no difference. It's not because it's Drabanan. The Ran doesn't see any reason why Drabanan should make the Chilik. Right? It's also to do Amir Lakam for Drabanan too. So why by Drabanan should we drop it down to the individual? Only by Daraisas. Only because it doesn't fit the formulation does he change it. You understand? Since the formulation is done for everybody, but this can't be formulated that way. Because it's simply not a Maisa Malacha for everybody. You understand? Mm-hmm. So therefore it has to be considered that it was done for it's changed. It's changed. And we give it the shame of done for this Jew. So the basically bottom line I'm trying to say is like this. That according to the Ran, it stems from the Tzura of Amir al-Akam. And they made the Gzeira on the result of the Amir al-Akam. But now they can formulate the guy's Maisa in two ways. Either as a Malacha for Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael, or as a Malacha for this, for the one he's doing it for. When there's no chilik in Klal Yisrael with regard to the malacha, it takes on the universal shame. But when it's not shaykh to everybody, then it only takes on the shame of the individual. Because those are the only two choices.
And that's true even by regular Amir al-Akam. It's the same thing.
Same thing. Because it's because of this gezeira that Amir al-Akam is usher anyway. But this gezeira is what makes what the guy does usher.
Right.
Just like Malacha on Shabbos, even if a Jew does amazing on Shabbos, it's only Kenas. The Shogeg. The Shogeg got to amazing. But it's not intrinsically. It's not. Don't worry about Muksa. Muksa is not an issue here.
We said by the Bishul of the Tosfos it was not. There was no Knas. He could cook it. He could eat it.
Right, by the Yisrael, he did a Bishogi. But that's a Machlokas, right? I think Remeir holds it as a Knas, up to Mazid. But even Mazid, I think, is a Knas, no? Even Mazid is only Knas. Okay. Well, so that's the way the Ran is learning. But what's Tosfos learning? I think Tosfos is learning differently. I think Tosfos is learning differently over here. I think Tosfos is saying that the chilek. Tosfos is saying that what's the formulation of the iser of the guy, of what the guy did. I think this is what you were maybe more you were trying to say originally. That really what the guy does is not malach at all, right? But when it's litzorach Yisrael. Since for a Jew it's malacha, the fact that it's a tzorach Yisrael, since the object of the hanoah is one who has malachos, right? Mm-hmm. That effect is what gives it midrabanan a shame of malacha.
Okay. So not using Amir al-Akam as a model.
It's not using Amir al-Akam as a model. It's actually trying to go in and qualify the guy's Maisa like Malacha.
Right.
So he says, since the guy has no Malacha himself, how do we differentiate Maisa that he does and qualify it as a Malacha? We have to go by the object of his Malacha, by the object of his Maisa. If the object of his Maisa is something that would be is for Yisrael, who shayach to Malacha, then as a tziruf, that's the tziruf to make his maisa doma to Malacha. Okay? But then there's no difference. That's why the Tosus, when he sees Tchum, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if for you it's a malacha and for him it's not a malacha.
As long as it's
qualified, as long as the one he's doing it for is malacha, then it has the quality of a maisa malacha. You understand?
It
should be also for everybody. The fact that it's my Tchum and not your Tchum, that's only important by an Amir La'akam.
Because it should have that character. The message already has that characteristic.
Because you can't say that it's like I asked you to do it if I'm not in the Tchum. Right? I wouldn't be included in that category of having asked you to do it. Right? You can't include me in the category of something I would have asked the guy to do. Because I wouldn't need it. So how can you say it's like he did it for everybody? But not all of us need it.
Right?
Right? Well, so it couldn't possibly have the tzura of an Amir La'akam. For everybody, because not everybody would need this. Some people don't need the guy, they can just go and take it.
Right.
So how can you say it's like the whole Yisrael asked him to do it? Right? But if you're going to look over here to say that as long as, really it's not malacha for him at all, but as long as it has the object, as long as the object is somebody who has malacha, then it qualifies his maisa like a maisa malacha. But once it's a maisa malacha, it doesn't matter
who you are.
You understand? That chilek doesn't exist. If you just need the Yisrael to qualify as maisa, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that. Then it doesn't matter. Then it's us. Then that makes it a maisa malacha. And once it's a maisa malacha, everybody would know it's a maisa malacha. Even me, who's not in the tchum. Who's in the tchum? I would be moda that for him it's like a maisa malacha. So for everybody, in other words, for everybody, what the guy did has the quality of malacha. You can't say for everybody it has the quality of an amir la'akam, because that would be saying it's like I would have asked him. I needed to ask him too. I didn't need to ask him if I'm in the tchum, right? But does it have the quality of malacha? Absolutely, everybody's motivated to that. Even the guy who's in the tchum of the object. Because since it was done for the Jew who's not in the tchum, that gives it the quality of malacha. You understand?
Right.
So Tosus, the only chilek Tosus could see was that this is the Rabbanon.
Right.
And they formulated it, they chose to formulate it differently.
According to Tosus.
Right?
Yeah.
is the mechanism that makes the thing us different in the case when the guy's.
It happens to be a question. It's Chum Zorabanan. The Tosus learns that way.
I was saying, asking me a lot.
Oh, yeah.
According to Tosus, is the mechanism that makes the thing us or Behana to the Jew different by Mir Lakum than it is by when the guy's just doing it for the Jew? Because it's also
no, it's the same thing. It's always.
Because it's also us or by regular Mir Lakum. It's also.
Tosus apparently didn't like that whole idea. That you're going to formulate, even by Amir Lakam, it would seem, the ultimate Isser comes about because of this same reason, that since the guy is doing it for the Jew, it has the shame malacha.
Yeah, I just don't see that. According to what we're saying, well, I don't understand how it works by regular Amir Lakam that the thing is also for the Jew to have an offer.
Yeah.
According to Tosos?
Yeah, I just don't.
It's this very thing.
According
it's this very Isser.
Right. Not from the Isser of Amir Lakam
itself.
Not from
the Isser of Amir Lakam, no.
They're the only issues for you to do the action of
right.
Amir Lakam.
So when you said before that you couldn't say, but according to Amir Lakam, so it would be, it's not like I would ask the guy because I'm in
right.
the
system,
so
right.
that's
I mean to say that if you're going to formulate the issue of what the guy does based on the tsura of Amir Lakam.
Well, based on the tsura of Amir Lakam.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So then it would matter.
Then it would
but
matter.
We're saying it's based on the fact that this Maisa now has a character.
Exactly,
to it.
So then it doesn't matter.
And that is why it's Asr Lahanat, even by Amir Lakam.
It would seem so.
Okay, fine. All right.
I'm having a hard time understanding Tosfos, because I can see with the Ron how there's something inherent in Tchum that makes a distinction.
Right.
But with...
the Rabbanans?
You're right. I don't see anything inherently about the Rabbanan.
There's nothing really inherently about it. You're right. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. But Tosfos...
Nothing else
you can
find.
Right. And that's not uncommon to be more makel where the ultimate thing is the Durban. You're right. It's just Tosus has to, that's the only thing he can find. And it's not completely unheard of that they're more makel in formulating things that result ultimately in the rabbanans versus things that result in their isis. Yeah, Tosis is saying that the reason that the maisa of the goy is usher when it's done for the Yisrael is because now it has a shame of malacha. Since for the Yisrael it would have been a malacha, then we transfer that onto the guy and say, now what he does has the shame malacha. But that's only important if the one he actually did it for, it would have been a malacha for. Once it has that shame malacha, now it's a shame malacha for everybody. You understand? You only need the guy, he only has to do it for the guy to give it a shame malacha. But everybody agrees, even the guy who's in the tchum of the object would agree that for the one he did it for, it was a malacha. So that's enough to elevate the guy's maisa to the realm of malacha. Once it's in that realm of malacha, now it's usher. You understand? Okay. So that's so awesome. Why is it not usher by tchum? Because it's Mrs. Rabban. That's just his answer.
That's a separate thing.
That's a separate thing that they chose. They also chose to be makel in the formulation of the Rabbans.
Okay.
And the Ron is not even concerned with giving the action the shame of malacha, right?
No.
It's just as long as you can, as long as it's the product of
the
malacha.
Exactly.
Right.
According to the Ron, that's really the question between Tosfos and the Ron. That when the guy does the malacha, what's really underlying the issur?
And halacha has to isolate it somehow.
Right, halacha has to isolate it somehow.
Why is it for that guy?
Huh?
Why is it for that guy then?
According to Tosfos?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. So how do they formulate it? One second, let me just finish this one second. So according to the Ron, it would seem that they isolated it by the very tzura of Amir al-Hakam.
You're saying the main question is what qualifies the goy's action as a malacha?
I know, what makes it, what, how do you isolate what the guy does to make it usher? In other words, how do you use the Hilchos Shabbos, which the guy has no shaychus to, and apply it to his actions, and say some of them are usher, some of them are mutar. The guy's not shaykh to Shabbos at all. So how do you say, well, he's doing a malacha? He's not doing a malacha.
Right, isn't that's what I was saying. The question is, what qualifies the guy's action as a malacha? Or is that...
No, because that's what I'm saying is part of the answer.
Of Tosfos.
Of Tosfos. Tosfos says it works by qualifying it like a malacha. But how do you qualify it like a malacha? Not in terms of the maisa, but in terms of the benefit. That if the nene is a Yisrael... If the neneh is a Yisrael and it's a malacha for the neneh, then it makes his maisa have a shame of malacha. Okay.
So what's the question?
But according to the Ron,
yeah, I understand.
According to the Ron, it's not that when the guy does it, it has a shame malacha, but it has the shame of an amir la'akam. That's what it has.
Okay.
It has the tzura of an amir la'akam.
So it's really the question is what qualifies the guy's action as significant.
Yeah. Right. So, right.
Being that he has no shaykh to shaykh.
Correct.
Well.
Correct.
Okay.
But then in the formulation of Deraisa versus Darabanan, you're going to have to say that Tosas, how did they formulate it in the Darabanans? That they say, that you're going to have to say, it's only considered a malacha to the one that is the benefit of the malacha.
What's the question?
No, the question is, how do they formulate the Rabbanan that's only usher for this guy? Right?
Mm-hmm.
The Rabbanan formulation.
I know what you're saying, by nature, the fact that it acquires the shame malacha through the fact that it's a benefit, that's universal, it's a universal idea, by nature, right? Meaning if it's...
But then you can say the tchum chiluk.
No, I'm just...
Are we in Tosfos?
Yeah, we're in Tosfos.
Right.
That's what you're talking about, right? How is it that by tchum they only formulated it for...
For the yachid.
Right. So I thought, I guess I'm confused. It's still operating the same way, though, right? By
as the
tchum. Right, because this thing has a shame malacha, that's what...
Right.
So, but I thought shame malacha is a universal thing.
Right, so why is it only also for the Jew, for that individual?
Right, so then what was your...
That's his question. You're asking the same question? Okay, good.
Oh, I thought you were answering. All right.
I'm trying to answer.
Okay, all right.
Saying that they have to formulate it. You could formulate the might, you can formulate the qualification. You know, you could say... That you can have to say something along these lines, that since no malacha is really done, right, then then it's only subjectively considered to have the shame malacha for the very individual that it's done for. But for everybody else, I'm not shaykh to it, and it doesn't have a shame malacha. The question is, do they give it an objective shame malacha or just a shame malacha to the one that it's done for? Because it's not really a malacha.
Yeah.
That's a little... That's the difference. It's just they chose to do it that way. They could have done either one, either way.
Yeah, according to the Ron, is there like a simple answer about Gezerah and Gezerah? Because like it seems a Mir Lachim Durbanan.
There are a lot of cases. Gezerah is one of those rules, like Dalit al Dalit, you know? it sounds so absolute. But there are tons of cases where the Gemara just... the standard answer is Kula Chad Gzeri. Now, what that means is another question. But
it's easier to say that.
But Kula Chad Gzeri means that it was all one Gzera. It's not a Gzera la Gzera. It's one Gzera. Either it means that they...
The question in the first place.
I think the way the Rambam learns is that as long as they made them at one time, and they all wore for a deraisa, they could make a lot of gzeros to be a geder for the deraisa. The only problem of gzera l'gzera is to say, I want to protect this drabanan. I'm going to make gzera to protect this drabanan. But as long as the ultimate benefit is the deraisa, you can make a lot of gzeros to remove you from the deraisa. Right? Like Gemara says, you can't take chicken and milk on the same table. Why? Chicken and milk is only drabanan. He says, but if you let you take chicken and milk, then next time you take chicken and meat. You know what I mean?
Then you'll eat it.
And then, but that's also drabanan. But then you'll take the chicken and meat next. You'll take the milk and the meat next time together. That's also drabanan. He says, you take the milk and the meat in a hot pot to the table. That's the deraisa. Even though there's many steps to go from chicken and milk separate to meat and milk cooked together, right? And in each step, the very next step is another drabanan. That's not a problem with zero.
And what's the difference between if you make the zero later on? If it seems like it's a zero.
That's a good question. Does it have to be at one time or not? It would seem that once the zero is... Once they were gozer it, it has an existence, and you can't come and reconvene on that. You can't. It's for the basin to treat that as an entity. And as long as they're making the gzeros together, the entity that they're joining on is the deraisa. In the protection of the deraisa, they can make a lot of steps. But if they come back and say, this rabbanan is being trampled on, then they're coming just to protect the Rabbanan in their Maisa. They'd have to come and reformulate the whole thing. I'm not in the sugi, but I think that's the way the Rambam has it like that. Yeah. Okay. Alright, that's all we did, right?
That's all we did, yeah.
That's all we did. Okay, so let's see. Maybe we'll just do the rest of the stuff, so we'll come back and finish it on Monday. So I'll read you just get some of the factors. So it goes like this. He says, "V'lo domi lahada amar le'el. Nochi shabal lichlos einom lo kabei va'al tekabei." Okay, so there's a problem like this. The Mishnah before on Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph has like this. Let's say a guy has a fire in his house. Okay? Fire in his house on Shabbos. And the guy comes to put out the fire. Okay? So it says, you don't tell him to put out the fire. Okay? Because that would be Namir Lakum. Can't tell him, put out the fire. But you also don't have to stop him. Okay? You don't have to stop him. So the Gemara says, and Gemara says even more. You're even allowed to say kolam mechabe in a mafsid. You're even allowed to say, casually, whoever puts out this fire will not lose anything. Okay, but the Mishnah says if a katan comes to put out the fire, you have to stop him. Okay, so the Gemara says why? See the bottom here. The Gemara says Why? Says Kufaf Alamam Alaf at the bottom. He says Bikatan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The case is Bikatan Ha'osa Ladait Ladas Aviv. Okay, it means say it's a cotton. He's a little child. Mm-hmm. He's not. I think those he's not even roy for chinuch. Okay, but yeah, shalogi lechinuch. So he says, but what? But he knows what his father wants. Okay, so if the father is standing there, and the kid comes and puts out the fire, and the father stands there. So Rashi says, "Al das aviv, b'katan sheyeda lahavchin sheakibo izen noach laaviv osim b'shvilo." So it's the kid knows that his father is pleased with what he's doing. So it's like telling the kid to do it. Okay, so that's why you have to stop him. Because if you would stand there, it would be like telling him to do it. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Oh, what about the guy?" So he says, Dikavase Gabi Nochri, he also knows you're happy with this. Why isn't like you telling him? Right. So the Gemara says, Dikovid Ledaite the Yisrael, Mishari. Says, it's true. Doing it for the Yisrael, that's the Gemara's question. It's not, it should be Yasser. So he says, Nochri Ledaite the Nafshe Ovid. So the Gemara's question is, how could you stand there? How come you don't have to stop the guy from doing it? It's like he's doing it for the Jew, right? Just like we say about the cotton, he's doing it for his father. Says no, the guy does it on his own, does it for himself. So Rashi says, "V'afilu yodeya shenoach leYisrael." He's not an idiot, right? He knows the Jew is very happy, and the Gemara even said earlier, "Let's say kol mechaba in a mafsid." So he says, "But hu lanos atzmo miskaven v'yodeya shlo yafsid." But ultimately, why is he putting out this fire for himself, right? Because he knows he's going to get a benefit.
Hmm. What's the benefit?
He'll get paid, he'll be friendly, the Jew will like him, whatever it is. Right? He'll become fire chief. Whatever it is, something is going to happen that's good for him. Even though he knows that it's good for the Jew.
But that's not why he's doing it.
That's not why he's doing it.
And the kid?
The kid has no das. That's what the... I forgot who says it. Maybe the Ron. Says the kid it doesn't have his own das. It's just like he's just like an agent of the father.
Is it that we hold it like this?
Right.
It's definitely like that. It's not like just.
Not Jewish.
No, I know.
You mean which part? The guy or the kid?
The kid.
The kid is complicated. Exactly what age this kid is. Oh. You have to go through the toast over there. But, 21. But, so that's his question over here. So his question is. So you see over there that even though the guy is really benefiting the Jew, I mean, there's no doubt that he's benefiting the Jew. The Jew saving his whole house, right? You're allowed to be benefited by the guy even though he's doing it for you, right? But over here we're saying if he does a malacha for you, you're not allowed to be benefited. So it's like a stira.
Hmm. Even though he might get paid in this case also.
Yeah, absolutely. So he says it's not the same. Why? He says, how come over there it's mutar v'hacha aser kishosa b'shvil Yisrael? So it's like this: t'chi amrin and the nachri adaiti the nafshei ka'ovid. Like over there, we give the answer. Why don't you say over here too? Yeah, the guy's lighting the candle. Why? He wants the Jew to like him, so he's doing it for himself, right? Everything ultimately is being done selfishly. So he says no. Now, when do we say that the guy is doing it for himself? Hani mili b'kibui ukiyotzi bo she'en Yisrael nene b'maisa hanachri. Funny, hard to understand what he means. It says, by kibui and similar things, the Jew is not benefiting by the maisa of the nachri. Aval hocha she'guf Yisrael nene b'maisa hanachri. Lo amrina nadaita d'nafshe kovid. But over here, where the guf of the Yisrael is being nene, what are our cases? I mean, it's not really the guf of the Yisrael, right? One case is light. Mm-hmm. One case is his animals getting water. The other case is he's walking down the ramp.
Right.
But he's calling that the guf Yisrael is nene b'maizan shanachri. Now we don't say adaita d'nafshe kovid. Why? Hova nochi miskavin la noso. I mean, it's funny. What's the difference? Now you're going into his kavana. I mean, you can say his kavana is different by kibui than by the candle. I mean, by because I mean, he's like mixing two things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's mixing what type of hanoi you're getting with what type of kavana the guy has.
But it's even worse than that, because if this is really if this is really why it's a problem, then the Gemara's answer shouldn't have been that he has some other kavana.
Right.
It should be that it's not for the.
That's why he has to come back in the end and say that the type of thing he's doing is going to define what whether we say he's doing it for himself or doing it for you. That's exactly why he has to do that.
That's funny.
Right?
I mean, otherwise,
I mean, I would say though, I would prefer. I know you can't do this. I would prefer to switch the words a little bit. I would say, of al hocha she Yisrael nene biguf ha'maisa shel nachri.
And that's the way you would think to read it.
Right?
By
the kibui.
The kiyum.
We're not enjoying. The Jew is not going to use those coals. It's not like he's getting benefit because he has coals. Right? It's very different. I think that's the chilik he's making, whether the Lashon says that exactly the same way or not. But in other words, what's the malach of kibui? The malach of kibui really is osepecha. You're going to make coals. The Jew is not happy that his house is coals. Right, he's happy because it's not coals. Correct? You're not gonna say, "Oh, let it go a little more. I need a couple more coals." That would be insane. But over here, what does he want? He wants the light. He wants the water, and he wants the ramp. But still, the question is, what does that do with the guy's kavana? What does that do with the guy's kavana? Let's see if we can understand that. Oh, and then let's go right there. The thing is like this, that I really want to do the next dosis, Mashka Achrav Yisrael. Let's do that. The other thing is that one case you have to know that's in the Gemara over here. The case is Maimid Odom Behemto Gabi Asav Mishavis. I'll just tell you the case quickly. It's a little confusing. Cases like this, that the Mishnah, the Gemara says, if a guy picks hay, let's say, okay, say a guy picks hay and feeds his animal.
Right,
right?
He was growing and he picked it off the thing.
Right, on Shabbos he harvested hay, and now he gives it to his animal to eat. So it says the Yisrael is allowed to feed his animal afterwards. Okay. But if the guy did it for the Jew, he picked the hay for the Jew, then the Jew can't use it for his animal.
Is he still feeding his own animals in that second case?
No, because now it's the regular case. He's doing the malacha for the Jew. Right, stop doing the malacha for the Jew. The thing is like this. And the Gemara says, what's the case? The problem is like this. It's a little bit of a separate problem. That the hay is muktzah. And there's an isser to stand by muktzah, because you might pick it up and feed it to the animal. Okay, so the Gemara says like this: Dikoyim lo ba'apa va'ozlahi va'ocha. It's a hard expression to unravel, but it means like this: it means the baal is just standing in front of his animal, and the animal is eating on his own. In other words, the baal is just standing in a way to prevent the animal from moving, but he's not actually standing near the muktzah. That's the case.
Okay.
Okay. There's one more fact: is like this, that there's no isser to let your animal eat from mechuber. Even though you chayev on shvishas behema, right? You can't let your animals do malacha. You can't do malacha through your animal. But that's considered, that's not us. That's the animal's own, that's his own shvisa. That's how he enjoys Shabbos. He enjoys Shabbos by eating grass. So there's no isser to take your animal on Shabbos to a field of grass and let him graze. You don't say, he's doing talisha. Mm-hmm. Right? Picking. So that's the thing. So even though, that's the important part here, that even though what the guy is doing, right, which is picking the grass and for the animal to eat, is really not benefiting you. Because the cow could have just gone and picked the grass himself. Mm-hmm. So that's the question. That's the question that this Tosfos is taking up. If a guy does a malacha that doesn't really benefit you, are you still allowed to use it or not? Okay, that's the question. And this Gemara becomes an important proof.
And then doesn't it benefit you?
How?
I'm saying, I don't understand the question.
No, you don't need the malacha to feed your cow. You could have fed your cow without the talisha, because the cow himself could have done the talisha, right?
So even though he does it, even though the nachar does a bishvil,
that's right. Then so that's the question. If the guy does a malacha for you that you didn't need, like the case, Tosis' main case is by the boar. He wants to say that if the guy, he wants to say that if the guy filled up water from the boar, then you are allowed to drink from that water. But your animal is not. Why? Because the animal couldn't have gone into the boar. He would have died in the boar. He never would have come out of the boar. So it's impossible for you to feed the animal water other than the malacha of otzah. But you could have jumped in the boar and drank. So you are not being benefited by the malacha. Okay? So there's a big machlokas in the Rishon about that. And the Tosis has it. Tosis brings it down. And take a look at the Balamor. Okay. The Balamor is like Tosis, but a little different. Okay, so the three-way machlokas. Bein HaTam, the Ri, and the Balamor.
Okay.
Okay?